This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Monday's brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Oil Can program. Find out more about them at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Got a great Facebook page. Lots of information there as well, so check that out. And, of course, by our friends at Heedalls. Yes. Al Bosch has been part of the Heedalls team since the mid-70s. In fact, I asked him, when did you start at Heedalls? August 22nd, 1972. That's when I started. That's saying some time. Can you tell us the day you started at what is now iHeartMedia? The exact date in your brain, or you just know kind of like what year, what month maybe? Yeah, I thought so. That's pretty good. And it generally comes from loving where you work. And he talked about not having any experience at all other than working on his own vehicle. And, you know, like buying parts at an auto parts store. And my uncle was working for Heedalls. I was in Virginia. He wrote me a letter, wanted to find out if I was looking for a job because they were looking for part-timers. I wrote him back, said, I'll stop in and check it out. They hired him. Boom, got the job. Drafted back in 71, went to Vietnam, basic training, comes back and goes to work for the folks at Heedalls. How about that? National Guard, part of his service as well. Great character. His first vehicle was, you ready for this? 59 Studebaker Lark.
Oh, man.
$79 he paid for it. Yeah. And it was pink. Just so you know.
A pink Studebaker. Holy cow, you don't find those.
Six-cylinder, three-speed on the tree, overdrive, fun little car, four-door, but in fact pink. So it did happen, yeah. It did. So you better hustle into Heedalls today and give Al Bosch a good time about that while you're looking for whatever it is you need, because they'll find it for you. Right there at Heedalls. Whatever it is, they've got it. Great people like Al Bosch and the parts you need. World-class machine shop, many of their locations, and so much more. Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota as well. Okay, so a little later on this hour, we're going to meet up with the folks from North Dakota Safety Council for another one of our safety talks. We're going to tell you today on the program, because we have a representative of OSHA here, the area director, the top 10 citations that they write in North Dakota. The idea that maybe you'll think a little bit about each of those and say, I better make sure we're in good shape there. Because we're all about safety on the program and taking care of our fine listeners. So what a neat little resource you have there from the North Dakota Safety Council, inviting in the good folks from OSHA today to join us on the program and talk a little bit about that. By the way, next week, a whole bonanza of safety resources will be on display at the Bismarck Event Center for the annual conference of the North Dakota Safety Council. I'll tell you about that coming up in a little bit. A couple of calls, emails, and comments on a conversation we had last hour related up. I'll just put it in a nutshell. Listener called and said, you know, did you notice how they were proactive about all the moisture that was coming on the East Coast? And so they actually, you know, drained a part of a lake so as to prevent flooding. Why don't we do that here? That was the question. And a few of you have called and emailed. Todd, go ahead and roll that call, first of all, if you would.
Oh, hope I'm getting the right call here.
Yeah, well, I can certainly feel for the farmers and landowners that have lost land due to the Devil's Lake flooding, I think some of the finger pointing should be going at fellow farmers in the Devil's Lake Basin for all the wetland drainage they've done over the years that caused Devil's Lake to fill to the current levels.
I don't know. So is that a little trash talk there? Or? Fair point. You tell me at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline as well. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. All right. Let me know what you think. Here is an email on that topic related to Devil's Lake. You can't just take shovels and dig a ditch, which would result in uncontrolled flows from Devil's Lake. The natural drainage is to the Cheyenne River. If uncontrolled flows were intentionally allowed from Devil's Lake, the results would be devastating for communities along the Cheyenne downstream, including Valley City, Lisbon, and potentially even West Fargo and Fargo. Such an approach would only make the DL flooding issue worse. I don't think the caller was suggesting that. I think he was talking about the tensions at one point back a number of years ago got to the point where a number of people said, you know, we're going to just take this upon ourselves and help clear this out so you can fix the situation. He wasn't advocating that. I think the caller was simply saying, why did they have that common sense solution out east and we don't here? That's all he's saying when it relates to flooding. And then he was surmising, is it because that was a matter of life and limb out there and now it's only about farmland here? But we're feeding the masses. That was his point. Scott wants to weigh in too, says the Devil's Lake problem is the same category as the Keystone XL pipeline dilemma. Both are being held hostage by federal agencies and environmental groups. Would common sense say that both Canada and the U.S. would benefit if both projects were allowed to proceed? Each side would compromise a little and benefit from the outcomes of both projects. I think Scott's nailed it. I think Scott's got the source of the problem there. So, agree with you completely. We have a few more calls there. Todd, have you had a chance to vet the 840 or 720 calls yet? Or are you doing that as we speak?
As we speak.
Okay, you just tell me when they're ready. No big deal. Texter here says, when it serves liberal interest, crickets are chirping from government regulatory agencies. Yeah. Part of the problem, too. Different topic. Another texter. Does anyone know Doug Burgum's stance on the Second Amendment? We are efforting an interview with Mr. Burgum. He did call me over the weekend to apologize that scheduling has not allowed them to have him join us yet. But I think we're planning, and we have a number of options available that we've given them. And we have a request in, so we'll find out soon. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I saw something about that on Rob Port Sandening blog this weekend related to a summary of questions that he had asked him on the issue. There's a disturbing headline. At Sandening blog, Burgum signs with Democrats on oil tax reform. I wonder what that means. I'll see if I can find it and get you an answer, but I don't remember being concerned about what I read about the Second Amendment, to answer your question. But, you know, we'll get you that question and more. In fact, if you have specific questions you want the answers to, for that matter, Doug Burgum, Wayne Stengem, Rick Becker is going to join us tomorrow on the program. We're going to do one of our talk radio town halls with Representative Becker. By that, I mean, We want to hear from anybody and everybody, much like we do with Congressman Kramer on Wednesdays, who will join us on Wednesday. Troy Coons of the Northwest Landowners Association will join us Thursday, going to talk about the 2016 Expo in Stanley. And then we have Freedom Friday coming up as well. All right, so let's go to some calls that came in. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
Hey, good morning, everybody. I don't know if you guys went over this yet this morning or not. I haven't had time to catch the whole show. At the Minot Daily News front page, the show and the entertainment that's going to be coming this year to the North Dakota State Fair. So it's only uphill from here. There, sounds good to me.
That's funny. It's only uphill from here. I think it's downhill now, isn't it? Isn't it downhill to the fair? He's making it sound like it's a tough deal. I think that's a good deal.
Well, we still have February, March to get through. I think other than that, then maybe.
Yeah, to answer your question, we did not read on the show from the Minot Daily News headlines. However, we did have, thanks to a release from the Minot State Fair in our news, the lineup, which I thought was pretty darn impressive. I was, well, first of all, Kiss is just the best, aren't they? I love Kiss. But Kenny Chesney was the one that I was most impressed with. So it's a good lineup. We got a really good lineup coming to the Minot State Fair. But appreciate you calling. We're on it, for sure. All right, safety talk when we come back. Calls, questions, and comments. What is OSHA most likely to walk into your place of business to issue a citation for? We're going to tell you that when we come back. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about why you should use a business broker. Now, Art, previously you told us why a property sale is different than a commercial sale, where you need a business broker. Talk about some of the tools that come with that transaction, including the true value of a business and maintaining and factoring that during the sale. How do you do that?
Well, Scott, what we do is we do a process called recasting the business financials. What that does is we look at all of your expenses, because there's two parts of your financials. There's the financials you fill out and send to the IRS for your tax return, and then there's the financials that represent the true value of your business. So we look at your expenses, your operations, and see what things that you're using the business for deductions that could possibly be added back in to increase the value of that company.
Makes sense. Valuations, appraisals for business entities, a bit more complex. You want a business broker. You want a great team like Art and the crew at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Call them 701-347-2727.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I was talking to my friends from Polar Service Center the other day. And they said, Scott, you know, we have really had such an overwhelming response to the positions you've talked about at our locations in Killdeer and Williston
and Billings that we are ready to talk about opportunities in places like Sacramento, California, and Portland. Have you got folks there that would want to come there? I said, well, we probably do, but I don't want to tell them about it. I want them to stay here. And they begged me. So I said, well, you know, it's a free, we all have a free will. It's a free country. You know, people decide that they would want to leave, you know, the greatness of the upper Midwest, I guess, and, you know, fought a little bit in Sacramento or Portland, so be it. So if you're interested in one of these positions, they're looking for tank trailer mechanics, service technicians, and these positions upwards of $32 an hour. That's the top end on them. All this, you know, you heard me talk about the benefits and the great company, the 401k, and the, you know, I mean, all of the great, great benefits. You heard me talk about that before with Polar Service Center. But now you have an opportunity to take advantage of these in a different location. Now, Terry, who we've given you Terry's number before, he's the HR manager. Terry's the guy you talk to. You give Terry a call, and he'll be the guy to give you all the details. So here's his cell phone number. You're getting right to the HR man for Polar Service Center, biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, looking for folks right now in Sacramento and Portland. 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. Find out more about them online, polarservicecenter.com. And to tell them Scott sent you, okay? All right. Do that. Very good. Let's see here. We're going to talk safety on the program today, and I hope save a few lives. And I'm serious about that. You know, we have trooper talk on this program once a month for that very same reason. Same thing. We've asked the North Dakota Safety Council to help us every month focus on a particular issue that's important. And today with us, we have a safety consultant from the North Dakota Safety Council, Rick Halderson, with us today. Rick, are you there? I don't know what's wrong with our connection to Rick, but I don't hear him. He has invited in OSHA's area director, Eric Brooks, as well. Eric, can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine, thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us today on the program. And I'm really glad that the North Dakota Safety Council and OSHA are working together to inform folks a little bit about, you know, what you do. And one of the things that we want to spend a little time on today is talk about the top 10 citations you give to businesses here so that all of us can say, really, that happens over there? I better do my part to make sure it doesn't happen here. So let's start there, Eric, and talk a little bit about that. First of all, just OSHA has, and you're here, right? So we know OSHA has a presence in the way of an area director, but, you know, explain OSHA's presence in North Dakota for us.
Well, in North Dakota, we have an office in Bismarck, and up until a few months ago, we directly covered both North and South Dakota. I'm quite proud to say that after 30 years, a physical office will be returning to South Dakota. Right now, we're still fully supporting the operations in South Dakota as that office gets settled in and gets established. We have 8 investigators on staff in Bismarck, in addition to our support staff. However, it's really important to understand that at any time, and we have done so, we're able to call upon our regional, our national resources to bring in additional investigators when a situation calls for it, most notably when we had the oil and gas boom.
Now, OSHA, you know, I'm sure you've heard the jokes before, gets a bad rap and that, oh, you know, OSHA's going to come get you. But why do you exist? Explain, you know, the IRS gets jokes about them too, and there's no defending them. But OSHA, there's defending, because I know your ultimate goal is to make sure that there are safe workplaces. What is your mission?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I guess there is a common joke that OSHA is another four-letter word agency. But, you know, our main mission is to assure safe and healthful working conditions for the men and women by setting and enforcing standards, as well as providing training, outreach, education, and assistance. OSHA was founded in 1970. And, you know, at that time, there really wasn't a whole lot to go on. Over the last 45 years, what started out as probably just a few standards based on regulations that other industries have put together has grown into, I can certainly understand, a big, giant collection of books with regulations. But at the end of the day, our main goal is to make sure that everybody goes home safe when providing for their families.
We're talking about safety in the workplace today. We're going to, at some point here, get to OSHA's top 10 most cited list, which we ultimately want to help employers out there focus on the areas where you can be most at risk. So we're going to be doing that. Rick is here now. Rick Hallertson is a safety consultant for the North Dakota Safety Council. Can you hear me now, Rick?
I can.
Fantastic. Appreciate that very much. So, Eric got us rolling by telling us a little bit about OSHA and why they exist. You tell us, if you would, a little bit about what the North Dakota Safety Council does?
Certainly. North Dakota Safety Council is a nonprofit private agency. We're not a state organization. We're independent. We're in force just to make sure that people are going home, just like Eric said, safe every day, the way they came to work every day. And we do that in a many different ways. We have the workplace safety, OSHA, the workplace trainings and audits. We also go into home and health safety, because getting hurt at home is just as bad or worse than getting hurt at work. So we go into the traffic safety, the different types of Operation Lifesaver, things that relate to off work also that really make a difference, because we don't want anybody hurt anywhere in North Dakota.
Yeah, so and a ton of training, too, you guys do, right?
Oh, absolutely. And with the conference coming up, we've got a huge slate. It's filling up fast, and we do private and public trainings across the state, across the entire state, all the time. And everybody can find that if you're looking for any kind of public trainings. Maybe you don't have a lot of people you need to send, but you still want to get some additional training for them. You can search our website and go and sign up for some of our public courses that we teach. And same thing as you would get if you're a big company and we're coming in and teaching a full class, but can be utilized by some of the smaller companies to help them too.
By the way, you still can register for that event. It's next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 90-plus courses ranging from basic to advanced-level training. That's the training that Rick is talking about there. And technical leadership, hands-on training, about 175 booths with all kinds of safety solutions for every industry. Was there last year, and I was just blown away. I mean, you really don't, you know, for me, I just, you know, I go there thinking, what's this about? And just like, wow, this is incredible. My favorite particular story had to do with a conversation we had on the program with someone that was trying to get defibrillators into more workplaces all throughout, North Dakota, and partnering with different resources that were out there. And when you hear about it, and when you hear about how many lives can be saved by having a defibrillator versus waiting for a paramedic to get someone to, a hospital, again, that's a game changer. That saves somebody's life. That's a son, daughter, grandkids, whatever, a spouse that has a better chance of having mom or dad back at a family meal the next time. Things like that. And by the way, from our conversation last week, some other folks said, hey, we'll help them. We can help there. And now there are more defibrillators than there were this time last year in workplaces. So those kinds of things are great. All right, more of this conversation after a short time out. We're going to top 10 list, the OSHA top 10 list that will help you as well when we come back.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
When we talk about this hands-on training and other interactive training techniques, they play a very critical role when conveying safety knowledge and demonstrating that, safe work behaviors. There's studies that actually have shown that incidents can be prevented if workers receive hands-on training. We're able to provide access to numerous hands-on training sessions that address some of the top causes of workplace injuries. Some examples would be fall protection and scaffolding protection, proper crane inspections, as well as confined space rescue. This conference, this 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference, it provides all that type of hands-on training opportunities that are hard to find anywhere else in the state.
The North Dakota Safety Council's 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference will be held February 1st through the 4th at the Bismarck Event Center. To learn more about the numerous innovative hands-on training opportunities available at this special event, go to ndsc.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Saving lives, doing our part today on What's on Your Mind Safety Talk. Chatting with Eric Brooks, the Area Director of the Occupational Safety and Health Administration for the Bismarck Area Office, and Rick Halderson. And Rick is a safety consultant for the North Dakota Safety Council. We partner up with the Safety Council every month. Specifically tackle an issue related to saving lives and talking safety on the program. So before the break, we talked about OSHA's top 10 cited list. So, Eric, would you give us that? How do you gather all this?
Well, we gather the list from our agency's investigating database, and this list basically runs the fiscal year. So it's October 1st from the previous year through September 30th. They compile the list of all the citations that are issued. So, folks love their list, to be sure, whether you're talking about the best QB or the worst movie. So, whenever you're ready.
Lay them on me, the top 10.
All right. When we look at it nationwide, fall protection remains the number one. No matter what your industry, construction, general industry, fall hazards remains the leading cause of fatalities. Then we get on down to hazard communication, the chemicals that you may be faced in the workplace, how to handle them, how to properly label them, take care of them. Scaffolding, like you see on many construction projects, is next. Respiratory protection, which is often tied with hazard communication. When you're required, either by the nature of the hazard or the employer, to wear a respirator in your workplace, whether you're sandblasting, possibly working with some biohazards, whatever the case may be. Lockout, tagout, commonly energy control. Then into powered industrial trucks, your forklifts that you commonly see in Menards or any other kind of place. Ladder safety is extremely, we run into hazards a lot with that. It's not just the Clark Griswold on top of your roof hanging your lights. It's, there are a lot of hazards that are associated with that. Carrying on down to electrical. And, as a guy who was an electrician in the Navy, there's a whole lot of things you can do wrong with that if you're not paying attention. Machine guarding is next, followed by, general electrical requirements. But, when I looked at that numbers, I said, what does that really mean here for North Dakota? So I reran the statistics. What do we run into the Dakotas here? And looking at the top five that we face in the Dakotas and what we've seen, falls remains the number one by far. Next is trenching and excavation, which you don't see in the nationwide top 10, but when you look at what we've done with the infrastructure and all the different construction operations going on, trenching and excavation hazards, again, right up there at the top right next to them. It's such a commonly recognized hazard. Moving on down, we have the general duty clause, which, try not to hijack the conversation, but the general duty clause is a provision that OSHA has that when we don't have a specific standard, but we can establish that we have a condition, it's capable of causing serious injury, it's recognizable, and it's preventable, that the employer has an obligation to do something about it. And we most often see that with the oil and gas industry. Hazard communication is also something that's commonly seen in North Dakota. And finally, what we call failure to certify. That's largely associated with companies that have chosen to ignore their responsibilities to correct the hazard. It might seem like a simple paperwork violation, but a lot of the times our responsibilities as law enforcement is following through and making sure that employers keep to their obligations.
All right, so let's actually walk the job site here, and okay. you two do that a fair amount. So, you know, tell us a little bit about doing that time in and time out. Rick, I'll start with you. I mean, you're out at the work sites. Have you seen incidents like what's on the list that we heard? Do you know anyone personally who's been impacted by any incident?
Yeah, me. As far as loss from things like this, I've lost two people that are very close to me in workplace incidents, and neither of them had to happen. Back in 2011, I lost a close friend that had a load shift and actually struck his head, and he left a wife and kids, and, you know, terrible disaster for his family. And then back in 2013, shortly after I joined North Dakota Safety Council, friend from the area that I live in was working for a company that didn't have the proper fall protection, fell from a rail car, and I don't know, it was about 20 days later, he passed away in the hospital. So, yeah, those things happen, and they happen, and you don't have to go very far before you hear and know of things that are going on in the workplace that still need help.
Wow. How about you, Eric?
Well, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I've been involved in investigating these incidents, and I call them incidents, not accidents, because I do believe they're preventable, for over 15 years. And I believe we all, and everybody listening, has personally been impacted one way or another. You know, for me, I share the frustrations when the commitment to providing and ensuring a safe workplace falls short of the expectation. But no one should lose their life while trying to provide for their families and loved ones. I wouldn't be able to pick just one. I'm the one who makes the call. From our agency to the next of kin and the family members, and you know, even yesterday, I'm talking with a daughter about the loss of her father, and they're never easy, and I hope they never become easy.
We're talking about OSHA's top 10 most cited list, and also got a chance to drill down a little bit, talk specifically about North Dakota that list out January 1. The number one most cited violation, fall protection in both. When we analyze this list a bit, it appeared that many of the citations really occur in, I guess, sort of where you'd expect it, in a high hazard industry. Rick, does every type of business need to worry about incidents occurring at the workplace?
Absolutely. Not only incidents, but the programs and the program protections that are afforded through that programs all have to be looked at. It doesn't. You know, that's one of the travesties I see once in a while is a small company thinks that, well, I probably don't need lockout protection for my people because we only have one place to do that and, you know, we're all around here. That's not the point. The point is making everybody aware and making sure that can't be circumvented. You know, that's just one of them. There's many, many. I mean, we could do a whole show on protecting from these and who needs to. And there's getting to be maybe a bigger realization, but there's still a lot of work to be done out there.
And whose job is this to make sure that these things pull off okay? Eric, is it employer? Is it employee? Who?
Well, it's not really an or answer towards that. I believe we all share in it. You know, for OSHA, ultimately it's the employer's responsibility to provide a safe workplace for employees. The best companies that I've seen all have one thing in common. Each of them have developed, implemented, and most importantly, aggressively enforced their safety programs on all their locations at all times. If the safety culture is little more than a book on the supervisor's desk or a sign in the hallway that reads safety first, well, that's not really cutting it. We have a wealth of resources on our website, www.osha.gov. I guess I'm kind of revealing my age there a little bit. I don't even think we use www anymore. But to be able to assist employers towards developing those programs. In addition, you know, here at home, Bismarck State College, OSHA has a consultation service that's free of charge for small employers. And they can come on out, they'll do a full inspection of your facility, and the only agreement is you fix what they find. And if you don't, after a very, very long period of time, you know, then a referral could be made to us, but I've only heard of one of those in the last 15 years. It's a wonderful service. They'll also be down there at the safety conference next week, so I really encourage those employers that may not have the resources to hire a full-time safety professional to use it. It's your tax dollars at work.
Rick, there's obviously a lot of reasons why this stuff happens. That could be a whole show. But do you see an overall reason? Do you see a big picture, quick fix? Eric's talking about a safety culture. Is it that, a lack of a safety culture? Is there any one thing you can point to?
No, there's no single thing. It's systemic. I mean, safety is like clothing. What we wear and how we wear it each day tells us about how we're handling it, and that goes for safety. It's so wide and encompassing, and that's one of the things that people get a little intimidated by, that, wow, all of a sudden I realize that I need all this. How do I get it? Well, it's one step at a time, and whether it's through Bismarck College or through organizations like us, or, you know, OSHA has many different consulting and programs for big companies and small companies, any of those, it's a step at a time no matter what you do. It's just you got to take that first step and keep going with it. And as Eric said, this making people realize that it's part of the fabric, it's color of the fabric, it's actually, you know, it has to be everybody. It has to be systemic from top on down, bottom on up. That's, and it's no one thing. It takes time.
So you have a lot of members at the North Coast Safety Council. These are obviously people that know that they need to take this seriously and don't actually want to see Eric. They want to do it and do it right. Obviously, I would assume if somebody in that category, they're already thinking about safety to the point where they brought you on. But those that aren't, how do you get them to think about safety every day?
Well, it's through some relational things. I was 28 years in the industry, 14 of them in industrial safety. I actually started with a company that, you know, we really didn't have any safety at all. I was a farm boy, came off the land, and went into an industrial setting, and boy, I was pretty pumped about being part of a big industry, and we weren't being safe. You know, the company didn't know about being safe. Over the years, we kept driving for it, and eventually got direction. We got purchased by a big multinational, and they were on it. I mean, the safety systems that they developed and put down to us, easier to implement, but again, it was still one step at a time. And when you realize, kind of when you walk in an organization where they're at in that safety continuum, it's a little easier to give some recommendations and to start some things about from where they're at and where they're going to go, help them plot it out. And we don't want to be the ones that go in and do their safety. We just want to advise. We want to get them up and running, and then we want them to say, hey, NDSC, adios, we're doing fine on our own now. We'll call you once in a while if we need to. That's the goal, to get them up and running and get them into the safety situation so that it's every second of every day, not only at work, but that they can transfer that home and get some of the home safety issues handled also.
Yeah, if we're awakening you to these topics for the first time, a great start just to get your sort of arms around maybe the resources that are out there. I'd encourage you to learn more about the stop by the Safety Council's conference, the 43rd Annual Safety and Health Conference. Again, next week, Monday through Friday, Bismarck Event Center. That's a great place to start and get rolling. Or just go to ndsc.org and find out more about the work they're doing preventing injuries and deaths at work on the roads and homes and communities. And I think you guys are exactly right. It's just, if it becomes a culture, if it becomes a way of life, then you can really get some big help. Ray has a question. We have a break coming up, but Ray will get your question in and then the answer on the other side. Your comment?
I was made the safety supervisor for 27 years for the food industry, a large warehouse. And the young people coming in, trying to get them to develop an attitude of safety was an issue. I mean, my suggestion would be is that if you could start out someplace in high school, go in and visit them, because they're the ones that are coming into the workforce now.
Interesting point. Start the safety dialogue at a young age. We'll ask Rick and Eric about that when we come back. Others things to cover here as well before we wrap up Safety Talk on this Monday, so don't touch that dial. Eric's going to tell us how many people were killed on the job in North Dakota in the most recent year. Stats are available. That should be a wake-up call. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields, and that helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4 for 4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Mm-mm-mm, is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies. All 4 of those items for only $4. 4 for 4 every day, all day, PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? A buck off any ice scraper. And $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for a buck. Big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each. Or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, chuck wagon, chicken and Swiss for just $1.99. 1.5 liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each, too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Because every moment matters. That's what they say at Verizon. And that's what you'll love about B-Mobile. Local, family-owned company, carry all the latest smartphones and tablets, keeping you connected with the personalized customer service you deserve without the lines and hassles. And Verizon is everywhere you're at, whether at home, the lakes, and beyond. Find a B-Mobile Verizon location near you. North Fargo at 1103 19th Avenue North in the Happy Harry's Plaza. Bismarck across from Lowe's. Valley City at 635 Main Street. And pretty much anywhere you look. Go to bmobile.com. You'll find a location near you. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. We're talking about OSHA's top 10 most cited list and why injuries and fatalities continue to occur in the workplace. Eric Brooks is here from OSHA. Also, Rick Halderson is here as well from the North Dakota Safety Council. And call before the break, Ray said, hey, one issue, you could start younger with the kids. Rick, how young do you start with training kids about the culture of safety at the Safety Council?
Well, at the Safety Council, we have home and community safety for poisoning control, child safety seats, and all of that. Personally, from home, I start with the grandkids. I mean, they help out on certain things, and I try to make sure that we're doing the right things. And I've even had them ask some really pertinent questions and correct me sometimes on things I've let go, you know, that I shouldn't have. So the sooner the better. And Ray asked a question and posed something about getting to people in high school. And honestly, I've struggled for a lot of years on how to get to people, how to, you know, what's driving them. I thought maybe working on the farm. I mean, we're all go-getters on the farm and kind of don't look at things the way we should sometimes. But, you know, we get removed from the farm a lot. There's not that many people coming up from the farm. Now, I had the privilege of sitting next to somebody on an airplane coming back from Denver here about 8 months ago that we started talking about this very subject. And he brought up that exact fact that, you know, what are we teaching the kids in high school and so forth now? What's one of the big things? And it's sports. Sports, we're talking to our kids and telling them, hey, get the head down and you get in the game. If you're hurt, play through it, you know, and kind of, I know they're not saying throw caution to the wind, but kind of get the attitude that we need to get her done. And I don't know how to, we need sports, we need a drive in sports, but we still need to do that safely too. And I think some of that does come through to the workplace and needs to be educated out, kind of.
Interesting point. Eric, anything you want to add to that?
Well, no, I would just echo it, but I think it's our job also as safety professionals to involve them and connect to them on, you know, the mindset and the things that are day-to-day to them. You know, one of the biggest pet peeves that I always had is, you know, when you got that gray overcast day and you can't see, people that don't have their lights on. And, you know, you don't need the lights on to see. You need the lights on so you're seen by that other person that's cruising around in the gray Buick on a cloudy day. And, you know, being seen means you're a lot less likely to get hit. But, you know, we got to engage them on, you know, at their level and their mindset. And I think that's important.
How many people were killed on the job in North Dakota in the most recent year you have stats for?
Well, the most recent year that I have stats for, and the stats are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was in the year 2012, there were 64. In 2013, there were 56. And in 2014, it actually dropped down to 38. Now, while that might be encouraging because that number is decreasing, as long as it remains above zero, then it's too many. And there are some that may say zero is unachievable, but I believe that's utter nonsense. Because if I have to accept that zero is unachievable, then I have to accept that the cost of providing for one's family in this great nation is a worker's life. And I'm never going to be on board with that. Every one of us can do better.
Rick, what is the North Dakota Safety Council offering that could help change this mindset on people? What are ways they can connect? What would you suggest today?
We try to incorporate it in every single training we do, no matter what it is, try to get those people to think about themselves, and not only themselves, but the people associate them. Eric brought up a great point that, you know, everybody has people that are very, very dear to them, very near to them, whether it's spouse, children, grandchildren, whatever it is. If there's unfortunate death like this, that affects the whole family. But even if it's an injury, even if it's not necessarily losing a limb or anything, but it can still have a serious injury that changes life for all of those. And if we can just wake them up to the fact that that's how important it really is, and that the children are getting hurt through them getting hurt, that seems to make a bit of a difference. And that's something that all of our safety consultants work at very hard to try and get them to realize, you know, why. One of the whys it's important to not only sit through a training, but take it in, soak it in, and apply it, and make sure that they're working in a safe manner each and every day.
Yeah, we can all.
Really, though, sorry about that. But
that's right, go ahead.
Really, our currency of change in this country, whether we like it or not, our currency of change, unfortunately, is the safety, is the health. Whether we're talking about drunk driving, windshield wipers, airport security, it always seems to cost some life, some measure of life before we implement change. And we got to get away from that.
Absolutely. Be like a parent to everyone around you. I mean, just, you know, your kids go from home to school and you say, what? Be careful, right? I mean, you know, go into the workplace. Be careful. Just to be safe. Drive safely. Be safe. And that's why I'm so glad there's resources to make it so much easier out there, like what the North Dakota Safety Council does. 7 safety consultants, trainers, and contract instructors that teach a wide variety of courses all year long. The course next week is fantastic. The conference, 1st through the 4th. Find out more about that at ndsc.org. Gentlemen, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much.
Anytime. Thank you. Thank you.
Great appreciate fun. It. Yeah, a first. Somebody from OSHA right here on the program, and we learned a lot. Loved it. Eric Brooks, thank you very much. Rick Halderson from the North Dakota Safety Council, thank you. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
Take care. I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.